Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines in order. We're going to start with Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. With regards to the Supreme Court, I mean, what a cast of characters, right? You have Clarence Thomas, you know, the sexual predator against Anita Hill, who I believe her, not him. You have his wife involved with overthrowing the government. You have Brett Kavanaugh, the drunken frat boy. I believe Blasey Ford, not Brett Kavanaugh. You have Amy Coney Barrett, whose father's church was so corrupt. They had so much control over people's lives and their financial assets that the state of Minnesota had to open an investigation into it. I don't know what the findings were, where that finally landed. And then you have the Chief Justice, who belonged to the John Birch Society and was going to their meetings when he was at Princeton. I mean, this is the pedigree of the group of people we're dealing with. I think we really need to get serious. You know, you look at the rulings, they twist themselves into a pretzel to come out with the outcome that they would like, regardless of case law or precedent supports it. I think we need Dick Durbin, whoever's running the judiciary now, to get really serious about expanding this court and rotating term limits. So I don't know if it's a scenario where you let the ones that are already on there stay for the appointment for their life, and then you rotate other members in, and then over time it becomes a rotation. But, you know, this court does not, just like the state of Wisconsin Supreme Court, this court does not represent the majority of the people. And the decisions are just, you know, they're way out of reality or the mainstream. So something must be done. The Democrats need to get on it.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Robert. That's pretty profound. Let me tell you a little history on that. The Supreme Court in the past has been sort of like this. The Supreme Court, when Franklin Roosevelt was elected, were right-wing Republicans, and they just declared that everything he did in the New Deal was unconstitutional. And you got to understand, there's nothing in the Constitution that says they're entitled to overrule anything of Congress's. In Marbury versus Madison 100 years ago, they announced that an act of Congress was unconstitutional, but that was an act of Congress that was going to force them to do something. And it was a long time after that before they said, we're just going to freelance and throw stuff out. People have generally thought it worked out okay, roughly. It certainly did not in the Civil War and the Dred Scott decision, where they came down and said that he was a black man who'd escaped, and they said he's not permitted to escape because he's not human. And that was the worst decision in the history of the Supreme Court. And that Plessy v. Ferguson in the 1890s, they said separate but equal is okay. You could have black people ride in the same railway car at the back. But then you turn around in the 20th century and you have Brown versus Board of Education that said separate but equal is not okay. And there's some other good ones. Now we're coming back to the Plessy v. Ferguson type of court, where Citizens United, that was an illegal decision. It had no constitutional or legal basis at all. It was done to help the Republican Party. Gore v. Bush, 2000, they gave the presidency to Bush, even though, and had to stop the recounting of the votes to do it. So what happens is there are reactions over time. Franklin Roosevelt did exactly what you're saying. He said, I'm going to pack the court. And everybody goes, oh, that's terrible, but it scared the court. And I think that if you had Biden pressing that more, whether or not that actually happened, that could scare them. But right now, we have a circumstance where we're so divided. We had January 6th. We have the Republican Party advocating violence, that this is a different construct than it was in the 1930s. So we have to be careful about history. There's a great image one writer once had that he said, you know, when you go into the future, you're walking backwards. Walk backwards into the future. You can see everything behind you and you know nothing behind your back in the front of you where you can't see. And that's really very true. Thanks a lot for calling in, Robert. I really appreciate it. Okay, next we're going to CJ of Stoughton. Thanks for calling in, CJ. What's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. I know you get angry at me and you call me a Nazi and all
no,
that.
No, I did not call you a Nazi. I don't believe you are a Nazi. So come on, don't say that. I never called you a Nazi.
What do you mean? You when I say a red wave coming, you said, yeah, and you're part of the red wave party, Nazi.
No, I didn't. I said that red is the color of communism and Nazism. That's what I said.
Well,
and if you want to brandish a red flag, that's your business. I didn't call you that. I said the truth about what red means.
The American flag.
So is blue in the American flag.
NRA, you spoke earlier of the NRA misusing their funds. Well, right. I'm a proud member of that organization. And I thought you were describing the hijacked BLM Black Lives Matter leaders because they've stolen. You don't cover it, do you? You never hear from the Black Lives Matter anymore, the organizers. And, you know, there's still crime and death and destruction going on in the cities. But you never hear from the organizers, but they bought mansions, they bought sports cars, and they're such proud leaders. Why don't you discuss those people?
Well, I am right now. That's why I let you call in.
Well, yeah. Well, someone's got to discuss it. You know, and then you discuss, you know, someone called in that they want all the voters to vote. Well, they're going to vote this November, and you're worried about 2024. I want educated voters. And trust me, anybody who buys groceries or gas, they're going to vote. Anybody who cares about their kids' education, because your party lies and says it don't say gay bill out of Florida. No, what's the name of that bill, Matt? You know the name of the bill, don't you, that went through in Florida? No, you don't, because it's called Parental Rights in Education Bill. They didn't want sex education taught between kindergarten and third grade. Oh, my God, that's horrible. But you can't describe it faithfully. Your party can't describe it because they know when people find out the truth about the education of kids and the failures that have gone on, your party politicizes everything. The crime bill that Tim Scott put forward. Don't want to solve it. We're going to keep it as a campaign issue. Well, your campaign issue is going to come back and bite your party in the ass because you guys are going to fail huge this November, and you can blame Trump, but he's not on the ballot. You know what?
Well, CJ, I have a question of you. Can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Okay. Do you believe that Vladimir Putin is evil?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you disagree with Donald Trump?
This stuff never would have happened if Trump was president. Never did happen. Never would have happened if he was president. And you can still worry about him. But I tell you what, people who buy groceries and gas are worried about this November.
Let me say a couple of things, CJ. Let me get a word in edgewise. On the Black Lives Matter, I have read press accounts that there is mishandling of funds. And one of the reasons why my show is one of the few that is open to anybody of their political opinions is precisely so that you can raise that. And you just did, and we are discussing it right now. And that's terrific. If somebody from the left called into Mark Belling or in the old days, Rush Limbaugh, they wouldn't get the time of day. They wouldn't even be on the air. So that's one difference. The other thing is this. When it comes to the NRA, I have a lot of respect for NRA members, and a lot of them will send $50 a month, but their money is being stolen from them. There's plenty of evidence in the New York Attorney General's case that the Wayne LaPierre and all these people are using it for lavish personal expenditures. So that has got to bother you. In other words, let's have honest gun ownership. Let's have honest administration of that. So you're welcome to call in any time. But I think that and when it comes to the Florida bill, you're right that nobody thinks that sex education should be taught in kindergarten through the third grade. No educator does. No educator does. It should be left to the educators because that bill also lets people sue teachers. If they don't like something they said in class, and that's a lawyer full employment bill, and teachers will go bankrupt or school districts paying legal fees. That was not a good idea. What should have been done is they should say, yeah, we don't want sex education taught between kindergarten and third grade, but it isn't right now. And that's because educators do not permit it. So call in anytime, CJ. The truth is, I want to hear the Republican perspective, but let's put it fairly presented. We're going to Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean? You're next.
Good morning. You know, people like CJ, sorry, CJ, but you're just a young punk, and that's my personal biased opinion because I've listened to people like you for many years here in my area that used to lie every single day, and I'd be researching and have to call up and fight back because they were lies. Republicans don't work for you. It's a fact. In addition to that, CJ, I'm 67. I was a member of the NRA many, many years ago till I started getting, guess what, video cassettes that you put into the VCR saying how my gun was going to be all smashed up and all the guns were going to be taken away. Guess what? Many, many years later, I got a call from my neighbor. Oh, did you hear what those Democrats are going to do? And guess what? It was on a new kind of media. It was on a desk. Oh, my husband got this in the mail. They're going to take away the guns.
Jean,
oh,
I've got to go to a break.
Lord.
I'm going to respond to that. I love your passion as always. So we're going to squeeze in one thing, go to a break, and I'm going to get back to you because that was terrific. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Matt, CJ, I'm not so sure is a paid actor, because if that's all for real, his education must have been at Trump University. I wouldn't call him names. The other lady called him names. Don't call him names. Feel sorry for people like him. His lack of knowledge, lack of traveling the world. I'm sure CJ hasn't traveled the world, because if he had, he wouldn't even think of talking like that. He would know what reality is and what fantasy is. Fox has captured and brainwashed and cost people health, lives, all kinds of things by their mantra. And I'm going to say to CJ, please don't drink the ivermectin because it's starting to work on you, possibly. You know, stay away from all that stuff. I like it that you have him on. Mark Billing, Dan O'Donnell will only let me on once every 6 months. And then when he does, he squeezes me in right about the time the show's kind of ends.
Well, I got to go to a break. I love this. I love you and Gene calling in. You're a great tag team. Thanks, Bill, for calling in. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Make that change.